From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A second powerful earthquake has rocked Indonesia today, less than 24 hours after a violent tremor shook the island of Sumatra. At least 460 people are dead. Rescuers are fighting heavy rain, collapsed buildings, and have no power. The BBC's Rebecca Henschke reports from Jakarta.
Rescue workers are hunting for those still alive in the rubble of collapsed hospitals, schools, and homes in the city of Padang. They're racing against time, and much-needed heavy machinery has only just arrived. Bodies, not survivors, are being pulled out of the rubble. And Rustam Pakaya, the head of the Health Ministry's Disaster Centre, says the number of dead from yesterday's quake could reach into the thousands. A second quake that hit another densely populated area around 200 kilometres southeast of Padang also destroyed houses and cut electricity and phone lines.
The BBC's Rebecca Henschke reporting from Jakarta. In the Pacific Ocean, authorities in the Samoan Islands have increased the death toll from this week's tsunami to at least 120 people. People are trying to pull up sodden wreckage and dig through collapsed rubble to search for victims. Emergency workers are routing many of their supplies through Hawaii, as Hawaii Public Radio's Kayla Rosenfeld reports.
There are an estimated 16,000 Samoans living in Hawaii with friends and family in American and Western Samoa. FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Hawaii National Guard are working together to get them food, water, cots, medical supplies, and working vehicles. The Navy is sending a frigate with helicopters to assist with response activities. Hawaiian Airlines has dispatched a flight from Honolulu carrying volunteer physicians from the Hawaii Disaster Medical Assistance Team. In addition, local businesses have contributed goods and services and donated $10,000 to relief operations. Hawaiian Air says it will resume its twice-weekly scheduled service to Pongo Pongo International Airport on Thursday. The FAA says the airport in American Samoa is serviceable and able to support its operations. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.
A new typhoon is swirling just off the coast of the Philippines. Typhoon Parma is barreling down on the country just as the Philippines tries to recover from Typhoon Ketsana, which killed at least 362 people and triggered the worst flooding there in 40 years. Envoys from the United States and the permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany have opened a meeting with Iranian leaders in Switzerland. They are pressing Iran to disclose more of its nuclear program. Last week, Iran revealed it had a secret nuclear facility. The Obama administration wants inspectors to have full access to it. Iran says it'll talk about nuclear matters, but does not plan to discuss its clear nuclear rights. The Philadelphia Phillies have taken the next step toward repeating last year's World Series victory. The Phillies captured Major League Baseball's title in the National League East. This is NPR. Saturn dealers will need to close operations now that Penske Automotive Group says it won't buy the car division from General Motors after all. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Saturn was formed in 1983 to help GM win back small car customers from Japanese automakers. After GM said it had to shed the brand, Penske Automotive Group said it would take it over. The auto retail giant planned to contract with outside manufacturers to make cars to sell under the Saturn name. But Penske said the acquisition became too risky after a deal with an outside manufacturer fell through. Tom Ingersoll owns two Saturn dealerships in Connecticut.
It's unfortunately a victim of the times that we're in. And, you know, the parent company, GM, had to make some tough calls.
GM will stop making new Saturns in a few weeks. Dealers have until the end of next year to wind down. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
The state of Michigan has avoided a partial government shutdown. Lawmakers passed an interim budget. Governor Jennifer Granholm signed it about 2 hours after the shutdown began. The temporary spending bill stops layoffs and keeps offices open for now, but lawmakers still have to solve Michigan's $3 billion budget deficit in light of the state's collapsing auto industry and the highest unemployment rate in the country. This is the second and final day of the Obama administration's Distracted Driving Summit. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says distracted driving is a menace. The federal government reports nearly 6,000 people died last year in crashes while drivers were distracted frequently while using cell phones. LaHood plans to offer recommendations to deal with the problem. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.